We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم dear friends how are you all I hope you are doing great So if you watched my previous episode, you will know that this is a sequel and today is part 2.
Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah.
The sequel was called The Night. The first episode we did in this sequel was The Moon.
The bounties of Allah He has granted to us. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. We must be thankful, thankful to Allah.
And this episode is about the stars.
And night, for all the joys He blessed us with. We thank you, Allah.
So if you watched my last episode, you will know that we ended it with a question. And my friend asked a question. So the question was,
Abdullah, why do some stars shine more than the other?
Well, that is a question not for today's episode. It is a question for the episode of tomorrow. Before answering this question, let me tell you what a star is. Basically, stars are mostly made up of hydrogen and helium. The reason why stars shine is because when hydrogen and helium heat up, it creates fire. And as we all know, fire is used for light. And if there is a large amount of fire really far away from us, we won't see the fire, but we will see a small dot of light shining in our eyes.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn.
Now it's time to answer my friend's question. The reason why some stars shine more than others is based on two factors. Number one, the distance from the star to Earth. Number two, the size of the star. So first of all, we will see how far it is from the Earth. The farther it will go, the smaller it will appear, and the smaller shine it will give. And the closer it gets, the bigger it shines and the bigger it is to our eyes.
Granted to us, we must be thankful, thankful to
And the second factor is the size. It is dependent on size because the larger a thing is, the more it will shine and the more it is visible to our eye.
We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Well, friends,
which is the biggest star in our galaxy?
Well, the biggest star in our galaxy, as we know, is the sun. But that is not true. There are many other stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. And compared to them, the sun is quite small. The biggest star discovered until yet is the UY Scotty. It was first discovered in the 19th century by German astronomers. It is the largest star known to us humans till yet. And according to some estimations, the UY Scotty has a radius of around 1,708 solar radius. And it is estimated that it is around 5 billion times larger than the sun.
So what's a galaxy?
Well, a galaxy is a really large bunch of stars combined together.
What they are, we thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah.
And our galaxy is is called the Milky Way. It is called that because it looks like a swirl of milk going down a hole.
He has granted to us, we must be thankful.
Every day, around 275 million stars form in our universe. Just imagine, this is such a large number. And as I told you before, stars are really huge. So just imagine, how much does 275 million stars cover up in our galaxy?
Has learned what they are, the world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
So my friends that are watching me on Madani Channel, and my friends right here, just imagine that this all was created by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. And just imagine that Allah Azza wa Jal has created such big stars and such big galaxies. Just imagine, how strong is He? We should fear Him and thank Him for all the gifts we have discussed on this program. Just imagine, He has given us water. He has given us fruits to eat. He has given us vegetables to eat. He has given us the ocean, the river, the moon, stars. He has given us so many gifts. And we do not thank Him enough. If we even thank Him every single breath, it is not enough.
What they are, we thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us. All this grace, the bounties of Allah.
We should keep thanking Him for all the gifts that He has given to us. So I am really thankful for Allah Azza wa Jal that He has given us so much. And you should also be. So friends, unfortunately, it is time to end my program. I would like to thank my friends that joined us today and gave us their precious time to my program. So I hope you loved their questions and you learned a lot from my answers on their questions. So I will try to invite them to more of my episodes. And if you like the sequels I do not forget to give me your wonderful feedback about this episode and all of my previous episodes. Keep watching Madani Channel English. Allow me to leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn.